This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The city of Chivac has passed a resolution declaring a state of emergency following a fire that destroyed its old school earlier this month. The resolution says that the city does not have the funds or equipment to clean up the burn site, which the resolution says contains hazardous materials, including asbestos. Chivac's resolution asks the state for funding and equipment, including a bulldozer, to clean up the site.
Looks like their community's bulldozer is not functioning.
Jeremy Zedek is the spokesperson for the Alaska Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management.
We're looking at ways that we can satisfy that request, whether that's to find a way to get a bulldozer to the community or repair the bulldozer that's there, and then the community would be able to do some of the cleanup.
The school building that burned had been built in the 1970s and had remained unused for more than a decade. The community hoped to turn the building into a community center. Turning to military news, a Bethel woman made history recently by becoming the first infantry woman in the Alaska National Guard when Sergeant Sharita Yunin, who's Chupik, joined the National Guard in 2009. Combat arms jobs weren't open to women. She was a generator mechanic with the Alaska Army National Guard for close to a decade before she decided to go into the infantry. Yunin has advice to other women who may want a combat job: do lots of physical training.
Just imagine a female carrying their male battle buddy out of the vehicle is with its full gear on. It's super heavy. So physical training is a big deal. So if you are a female looking to go, do it, train for it, and the sky is not the limit.
Sergeant Sharita Yunin is now a fire team leader with Bison Company, 1st Battalion, 297th Infantry Regiment in the Alaska Army National Guard. She has no regrets and hopes other women will follow her lead. Moving to sports, a Bethel High School junior became an All-American wrestler this past weekend. Landon Smith took sixth place in his 113-pound weight class at the USA Wrestling National Recruiting Showcase High School Tournament in Iowa. The top eight from each weight class earned the All-American distinction in the Folkstyle Tournament. Smith's coach, Darren Lieb, said he had encouraged Smith to compete to expose him to college recruiters during his junior year. Smith had automatically qualified for the tournament with his past state championship wins. He claimed the Alaska State Championship title for his weight class both his freshman and sophomore years. Smith represented the Bethel Freestyle Wrestling Club at the tournament, not his high school. Bethel Regional High School has not resumed sports amid the pandemic. In more sports news, this Thursday through Sunday, the state tournament for high school girls and boys basketball will take place in Wasilla. Three girls teams and three boys teams from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta will be competing. For the girls, there's Alakanuk in 1A, the section for the smallest schools, and both Chivac and Hooper Bay in 2A, the section with bigger schools. Representing the YK Delta for the boys team are Pilot Station in 1A and Skamen Bay in Hooper Bay in 2A. There are a total of four sections in the state tournament with four distinct champions. Because of the pandemic, several regions opted to not compete in the tournament. Season lengths have varied according to region and lockdown restrictions, and some teams are just getting started with their seasons. Chivac girls assistant coach Mary Oron said she thinks they're one of the few teams in their section that have held and won a regional championship tournament this season, which could give them an edge against the competition in 2A basketball. You can watch the tournament by live streaming it on the NFHS Network's website. For scheduling information, head to the Alaska School Activities Association website. The games start Thursday at 6 p.m. Lastly, a reminder that today at 11:59 p.m. is the deadline for submitting an application for the 2021 Alaska Permanent Fund dividend. The PFD amount has not been announced for this year. It's usually announced in September. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.